Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Ta-da-da.
K-Rock Klein Alley Show. Well, I wasn't sure if it would live up to the hype from a year ago, and then we got to hear Vanessa's return to West Hollywood for Pride yesterday, and it was every bit as magical as I remembered, and it seems like she has only gotten more confusing for the gay people. She went there to celebrate Pride and get into a little game of gay or nay, where she asks some questions and then tries to figure out at the end of the questions if the person she's talking to is gay or straight. I know you're thinking, it's West Hollywood, it's Pride, everyone's gay. And it does feel that way, but there's quite a few straight people. In fact, Allie claims one of her biggest complaints about certain areas in West Hollywood is that they've been taken over by the straights because straight women like to go there because they don't feel threatened by gay guys.
Yeah, and you know what? That's fine if that's just what it's become. It's just not really a gayborhood anymore. It was actually run by lesbians. Then a lot of gay guys ended up turning the girl bars into gay guy bars. And then with the gay guys came the straight wing women. And then now there's a bunch of straight guys there to try and hook up with the straight women, and now it's just a regular-ass neighborhood.
I went to go get my hair cut. I didn't realize it was Pride this weekend because it's not on my radar. And so I went, but the guy I go to get my hair cut from, shockingly, is in West Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
So when I left after getting my hair cut, I was noticing that the festivities were really getting underway. And I'll tell you, it's a great ego boost for me. Didn't get hit on by one woman, but a lot of guys commenting on my neck. That is a girthy ass neck. Yeah.
They say, hey, Zaddy.
They didn't get that as much, but I just got, look at that guy's neck. Stuff like that. So anyway, Vanessa was...
It's fact.
Vanessa with another person she met. This time she was at a place called Schmitty's in West Hollywood. They're celebrating and drinking, and we'll find out in a moment. This is going to be a very difficult game to play. This is a new person, not to be confused with yesterday. Some of the questions are the same, but the person is different, and it's time for another round of gay or nay for Pride.
I think this is my last one.
No.
I can do some of these.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
You down to do it?
What one team is playing in the NBA Finals?
I don't know. I don't watch sports.
Do we need to continue with the game, or are we ready to just call it gay and move on?
Is he gay, or is he gay?
I mean, once you get this answer...
I don't know. I don't watch sports.
With the S.
I mean, that's like the gayest response to a question yet.
As you shouldn't, why would you? Unless it's this World Cup. Only if it's a World Cup. Who is Cardi Sheffer? Who is Scottie Sheffer?
I don't know that name.
Yeah, me neither.
He sounds like an athlete.
What magazine do they give you? What magazine do they give you at Broadway?
Vanessa, do you remember any of this or no? Because all of this, the first time you're hearing this, I know you did this, but
do you remember it?
How drunk were you? This was you at the drunkest, right? Because this was the end of the night?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's blurry, and honestly, sucks. I hate it. It's hard to hear myself drunk.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
People did say that she's gotten significantly louder from year one to year two.
Well, I think she went to louder places.
Right.
She was in, gay bars where there's music.
Do you think she went to louder places, or the places heard her asking the questions and turned
the music
up? Yeah, that's what it was.
This woman is screaming. Could you please turn the music off?
What magazine do they give you at Broadway?
Playbill.
Oh, he got it.
Man, this guy's gonna get the perfect gay score. He doesn't watch sports, and he knew...
what a playbill is.
A playbill.
Especially we know that the straight man wrote the question, because it says, what magazine do they give you at Broadway shows?
What is it? What is it called?
It's a program.
Program?
Yes, it's a program.
Like the movie about college football, the program?
No,
That's a great movie.
It's like a little book. It's like a little leaflet type thing. It's definitely
a
not a magazine.
It's a mini magazine. It's a gay magazine.
What magazine do they give all the gay people?
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
a 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I go to Broadway shows.
Well, I thought you were sending her questions, too. I didn't realize
she was
only going with my questions.
Oh, no.
Usually, we try to balance it out so you get some straight questions and some gay questions. So I had to write the gay questions, and I thought it was a magazine you get when you go to Broadway. But apparently, I was wrong.
Playbill. What body part is Sydney Sweeney known for? Her boobies.
You didn't even let the guy answer. Vanessa, you didn't even let the guy answer.
It's just like these questions are new to her and she's answering.
Yeah, are you trying to score on your own quiz? The guy didn't even get a chance.
What body part is Sydney Sweeney known for? Her boobies.
Gay or nay? Vanessa.
Vanessa is excited when she knew the answers to some of these, because a lot of these questions she didn't know the answers to.
What is the main ingredient in quiche?
And what?
Quiche?
The attitude is so funny that's going back and forth, because you can tell this guy went from having fun to like
to
this.
Like,
and what?
I'm just sounding so...
I don't...
just so disgusted by
I'm
this
I'm trying
question.
To hook up with random people right now.
Right, I don't want to talk about quiche in my mouth. I want to talk about D in my mouth.
Yeah.
What is the main ingredient in quiche?
And what?
Quiche?
Oh, eggs.
Eggs.
What the heck was that, Vanessa?
You always repeat their answers. Amazing.
Vanessa's like, like a drunk parrot. It's the best.
Yeah, I love it.
Eggs.
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 That's Vanessa transitioning.
I will now think of that every time I eat eggs.
Every BF Thursday.
Yeah, from now on, I never thought we'd outdo the I'm going to be eggless drop that we had, but
yes,
I think we have a new one now.
The
so
best.
Once again, remember, the most important part of any breakfast.
Eggs.
Eat them. Protein.
Eggs. In the bedroom, what is an Alfie Tower? Alfie Tower. What is an Alfie Tower?
So that's a tough question.
You doubled and then tripled down on the pronunciation.
She said eventually it'll be right, but it's the Eiffel Tower, but she said the Alfie Tower.
Oh, when you're basically getting tag teams.
Oh, nice. He understood.
I tell you, they get their sex. They know their sex stuff.
Yeah,
quiche and sex stuff. The gays got it covered.
Okay, I don't know.
They're taking you to Paris, baby.
Okay, I've never been to Paris.
Aw, you're so innocent.
I think this is wonderful.
Who is Rambo?
I'm Sylvester Stallone.
Well, I take it back. Guy straight as an arrow. No way a gay guy would know that. This guy
Rambo,
Sylvester Stallone. That is a straight man answer. I think that we're going to be shocked and find out this guy is straight.
No way.
I'm telling you right now, I think so.
This guy's gay, 100%.
I think he's picked up on the accent.
Let's bet on it.
I think
like when you're visiting a country and you start sounding like that?
Like
whoa,
yep.
So you're just there at the Abbey and you're like, okay, maybe talk like that.
Maybe it's a straight guy who's working there. A lot of straight guys work there and they get great tips.
Oh my gosh, yeah, they make so much money.
Like it's like no different than like a married female bartender is being all flirty because she knows that's going to get
the tips. Well, it's become basically like a Thunder from Down Under situation, Magic Mike.
There's no way a gay guy would know Rambo with Sylvester Stallone. No way.
Well, it's a classic character. Gay guys might know.
I don't think so.
I know and I've never seen it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know who. I've never.
Okay, I don't know. What does an esthetician do?
Facials or eyebrows.
Okay, take it back. Because I didn't know what that was.
Facials, also a good sex question.
Right, but an esthetician?
You didn't know what that was?
I thought they like did stuff with fossils.
No.
That's not what they did in like Jurassic Park?
An archaeologist, you
That's
mean?
What I was thinking. No. Esthetician does.
Facials. Skin.
Oh, that's it's all skin stuff?
It's all face care, skin care stuff.
What type of clothes are capris?
They're like high water pants.
High water pants. Okay, what does Al Michaels do?
They're playing girls just want to have fun in the background?
I mean, we do.
Was this your request, Vanessa, in the background?
What does Al Michaels do?
What does who do?
Al Michaels? I don't know who that is. Al Michaels.
Al Michaels. I don't know.
Me neither. is that a shot? Wait, one second.
Oh, boy. So someone's handing you a shot during this?
I don't know.
Yay. Oh, I thought she said, is that a chef?
Yeah. Is that a chef? Hold on. Girls do just want to have fun. Oh, is that a shot?
Is that a chef? Oh, sous chef.
Wait, 1 second. Are you gay or are you nay?
Oh, baby, I'm very.
Very straight.
I'm very straight. I've never been with a man before.
Oh, baby, I'm very gay.
Very gay. Thank you.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
All right, there you have it.
Aw, I love it. What a celebration.
That was two gays, if you're keeping track at home. Two gays, but tomorrow...
One cup.
No, multiple cups. Tomorrow, it'll be another trip to Pride. And I think that Vanessa claims, and this will be difficult, that one of the people she talks to ends up being straight. And it's a big M. Night Shyamalan twist at the Ooh. End. Because you don't see it coming. Although maybe the guy was just saying it, but now she thinks...
And they do see it coming. Yeah, all over.
She says she gave the guy her
Thanks,
number.
Thanks, Charles.
That's right. Oh, she really... Hey, Vanessa, are you upset you did this?
I'm super upset. Like, next year I'm going to be sick during Pride.
No!
No!
Hey, that's how I feel, right? You, me, and God, right?
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.